Exercise electrocardiogram. An exercise electrocardiogram, also called an exercise ECG or EKG, is a test that checks for changes in your heart while you exercise. Sometimes EKG abnormalities can be seen only during exercise or while symptoms are present. This test is sometimes called a stress test or a treadmill test. During an exercise EKG, you may either walk on a motor-driven treadmill or pedal a stationary bicycle. The heart is a muscular pump made up of four chambers. The two upper chambers are called atria, and the two lower chambers are called ventricles. A natural electrical system causes the heart muscle to contract and pump blood through the heart to the lungs and the rest of the body. An exercise EKG translates the heart's electrical activity into line tracings on paper. The spikes and dips in the line tracings are called waves. A resting EKG is always done before an exercise EKG test, and results of the resting EKG are compared to the results of the exercise EKG. A resting EKG may also show a heart problem that would make an exercise EKG unsafe. Why is it done? An exercise electrocardiogram is done to help find the cause of unexplained chest pain, check for some types of heart disease, see how well people who have had a heart attack or heart surgery are able to tolerate exercise, help find the cause of symptoms that occur during exercise or activity, such as dizziness, fainting, or rapid, irregular heartbeats. Check for a blockage or narrowing of an artery after a medical procedure, such as angioplasty or coronary artery bypass surgery, especially if the person has chest pain or other symptoms. See how well medicine or other treatment for chest pain or an irregular heartbeat is working. Help you make decisions about starting an exercise program if you have been inactive for a number of years and have an increased chance of having heart disease. Experts disagree about the use of an exercise EKG to test people who do not have symptoms of heart disease. Some experts think that anyone older than age 35 who is generally inactive should have an exercise test to screen for silent heart disease before starting a vigorous exercise program. Because heart disease is rare in younger people who do not have symptoms, an exercise EKG may not be accurate. A falsely abnormal result may cause needless worry and further unnecessary testing. How do you prepare? Tell your doctor if you are taking any medicines, including Viagra. You may need to take nitroglycerin during this test, which can cause a serious reaction if you have taken Viagra within the previous 48 hours. Ask your doctor whether you need to stop taking any of your other medicines before the test. You are allergic to any medicines, such as those used to numb the skin. You have had bleeding problems or take blood thinners, such as aspirin or warfarin, which is also called Coumadin. You have joint problems in your hips or legs that may make it difficult for you to exercise. You are or might be pregnant. Talk to your doctor about any concerns you have regarding the need for the test, its risks, how it will be done, or what the results will indicate. An exercise EKG may be dangerous and should not be done in some situations. Be sure to tell your doctor if you think you are having a heart attack, you are having chest pain that is not relieved with rest, you have high blood pressure that is not controlled with medicine, you have untreated, life-threatening irregular heart rhythms, known as arrhythmias, you have severe narrowing of one of your heart valves, you have an infection in your heart muscle, you have anemia, which is a severe decrease in the amount of red blood cells. You have a stretched and bulging section in the wall of the large artery that carries blood from the heart or in one of the chambers of the heart. You have severe lung disease. Remove all jewelry from your neck, arms, and wrists. Wear flat, comfortable shoes, no bedroom slippers, and loose, lightweight shorts or sweatpants. Men are usually bare-chested during the test. Women often wear a bra, T-shirt, or hospital gown. Avoid wearing any restrictive clothing other than a bra. You may want to stretch your arm and leg muscles before beginning an exercise EKG. Your doctor may be able to talk to you about your results right after the test, but complete test results may take several days.